It's really important. I mean, this year there was 86 families in the area that didn't get any of their five preferences of local school. And so there's a real need for places, extra primary school places in the area. And if we don't get this bid through, then it's not really clear where those people will go in the future, because the projected numbers are to show that there's going to be a similar number of children in future years.
Now, there is talk of this black hole where basically a parent is in a very difficult position. Can you just explain what that is?
Yeah, it's effectively a combination of the number of children in the area and the way that places are allocated. And it means that if you get priority for your nearest school, but if your nearest school has less places than there are children living nearest to that school, then you can really miss out, because by definition you then live further away from all the other schools and other people are prioritised for them. So you can end up in a bit of a black hole where you just end up with any remaining places that are available across the city.
And of course there are infamous stories of parents who have got the 45, 50 minute car journey to get their child to school, and obviously this application is to try and stop that problem.
Yes, well, I mean, Lucy is one of the other members of the team, and she was one of the people affected this year. And her initial offer was her 28th nearest school, which was about 3.4 miles away by road. So it was going to take sort of probably near an hour commute each day in the wrong direction to her work to do pickups and drop-offs. So, yeah, absolutely.
And looking at the plan, in terms of a time scale, is there a particular one? Would it be tried to be implemented as soon as possible?
Yeah, well, we know there is it'd be brilliant to do something as soon as possible. We've got to be practical in terms of A, the process, and B, the actual time scale in building a school. So we're looking to get it up and running from September 2017.
And in terms of the school, is there a particular number you'd be looking at?
Number of pupils?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. We're looking to take 60 pupils a year, so it would build up year by year with 60 in the first year in reception, and then building up to fill the school over a period of 7 years.